Vení.
XEPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha of Boards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're going to be talking tackle. We're going to be talking Fred Hall, Long Beach Show. And a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. It's a best behavior day. The day got both the bosses in.
Yeah, man, you better. Yeah, for sure.
Just a little nicer, mind my P's and Q's a little more.
Yeah.
Today is probably my favorite day behind the mic. I love it when Doug's on.
Doug is here, the tackle master himself.
Well,
good morning.
This is one of my favorite days because we are in the two-minute warning for the Fred Hall Show 2019 extravaganza. I can't believe it's here. And
crazy.
You know, we had our first Fred Hall meeting with the crew on December 28th and kind of just started getting, you know, a few little things figured out. And we had checklists and to-do lists, and it's just amazing to watch. It's like a little ant hill in the tackle store, and boxes are getting packed, and stuff's coming in and being priced. And, you know, now here we are a week away, you know, just about from going up there and setting up on the Monday, and then, you know, the Fred Hall Show. I mean, it's here. A Southern California tradition, and I get so excited about it. So I figured out last night that I've spent over 1 year of my life in Fred Hall shows. This is going to be my 75th and 76th Fred Hall show.
Whoa.
Long Beach and Del Mar.
No way.
75th and wait a minute, Doug. You're not that old.
Well, there's two per year, buddy.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right. That's a lot of, wow. So that's like 32 years of Fred Hall shows?
38.
38 years of Fred Hall shows?
This will be the 38th year, number 75 and number 76.
Whoa.
Yeah. 75 and 76.
Wow.
And so I added up the number of days that I've been there, including setup days, and I've spent over a year of my life in Fred Hall shows.
Fred Hall shows. That's unbelievable.
So it is a part of life.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. So, a buzz at the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, but thank goodness we finally have some nice weather back and boats. It was a buzz yesterday because boats are fishing, right?
Oh yeah, it's you know, everybody keeps saying, you know, oh, we need the rain, and after about the first 10 minutes, we don't need any more rain, and
we're over it. We are collectively over it at Fisherman's Landing.
There have been almost 10 inches of rain between January 1st and now, and last year we had a total of 3 for the entire year. So we don't need any more rain.
We're good. I'm over it.
This week temperatures are coming up. Rainfall is at a very minimum, a little bit of wind. Looks like during the week of the Fred Hall show, there is going to be, you know, a 10 to 30% threat of rain and a little bit of wind and some clouds, but that's perfect Fred Hall show weather.
Exactly.
It gives you, you know, the freeways aren't going to be clogged up. You know, you can come on down, and, you know, a lot of guys will come on Wednesday opening day, and then they'll bring the family back on Saturday. So, you know, it's perfect weather for the show to be successful, and I'm just really excited about it this year.
Yeah, no kidding. It's going to be a buzz, and there's, you know, economy's good. People are fishing.
Yes.
Fishing's going to be phenomenal.
Yep.
And some deals to be had at the Fred Hall show, Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth.
Well, yeah, I mean, the show is interesting because, like I said, I've been there for quite a few years, certainly not the longest guy there, but, you know, I have a good track record and overview of the show. And, I mean, I can remember back in the day, Fred and Lois driving around in the golf cart, you know, and the show was different back then. We didn't have the internet, and so companies would introduce their new products at the AFTMA show, which was the industry-wide show. And then they would be released. So that would be in July. Then the items would be released like after the first of the year. So the first time the public ever got to see these new products was at the Fred Hall show. So it was a show. It was not a sell. And so people would come. And I remember it was just such a cool vibe. There were casting ponds in front of all the booths, and people would be up there trying out the new reels and the new rods and, you know, the various jigs they'd be throwing and, you know, seeing what the action was. And so it would be a show, and people would come there and see all the cool new stuff. And then after the show was over, for the next few weeks, they'd be going into the tackle stores buying those items. Well, you know, the internet changed everything, and I think sometimes the customers know before we do what the new products are. You know, like when something's new, it's introduced instantly. So that part of the show didn't have as much validity. So, I mean, the halls, you know, evolved with the times and have made it into a selling show. And it's the biggest selling show, I'm sure, in the country. The deals are insane. The manufacturers always pull out all the stops, and so do the retailers. And yeah, to say that, you know, we have some deals is an understatement. This is going to be our craziest show ever.
Well, tease us. Give us an example of what you have going.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, It's not any one thing, but Shimano has pulled out all the stops this year, and we're just so happy to see what they're doing. They're bringing several line machines and qualified personnel to do a very expert job of installing PowerPro. So basically any reel over $200, which is the majority of their reels, in the saltwater realm anyway, for us, they're going to get free PowerPro, depending on which reel you buy. You know, it's going to be 300 to 500 yards. It might be the solid PowerPro. It might be the Quattro. It might be the hollow ace. But they're going to be doing that.
So they're going to fill. You buy a reel, you can get the new latest and greatest Max Quattro put on that reel for free.
Yes.
Wow.
And 500 yards. I mean, it's
500
I mean,
yards.
That's like $140 worth of line on a Talica 20, you know, I mean,
think about that, which is money you're going to spend.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow, they're going to be busy over. I hope they have
God.
A lot of personnel.
Yeah, well, they do. Yeah. They beefed it up this year because they got overwhelmed last year. That, you know, that was their first run at this new thing. But so they've got it. They've got their act together, you know, even to a greater degree this year than last year. Terramar rods, that's a $200 rod, a great, you know, saltwater standard, you know, yellowtail tuna, inshore, offshore. They're going to be giving a three-pack of lures worth $60. So I think you're going to get a flat fall, a wax wing, and a pop orca, if my memory serves. And
if you buy a Terramar.
If you buy a Terramar rod.
Holy mackerel.
So
wait a minute. Back up here. So you buy the best reel, a Shimano reel.
Yes.
You get the best line.
Yes.
It's like, why would you buy anything else at the
show? Right.
Well, exactly.
Like, come on. I mean, you're going to get a great deal on the reel. You're going to free fill of the best line.
Yeah. There is no better time to buy a Shimano reel than at the Fred Hall show.
Wow.
So it's...
Stock up.
You know, that's just... I mean, we probably have 40 vendors worth of items in our booth. And those vendors are at the show offering specials. A lot of them are buy this, get that free. A lot of them, and everything in our booth, we're discounting from the regular price.
The regular price.
And then you get the promos on top of that.
On top of it.
So, I mean, you know, I'm going to say you're going to save a minimum of 10% and a maximum, you know, somewhere around 60 to 70% on a lot of the, you know, we have rods, reels, jigs, clothing, tackle boxes, fluorocarbon leader, wind-on leaders, you know, everything that is the cool stuff in our store that is the necessary stuff to go fishing. And a lot of guys, I mean, I think everybody knows about the Seaguar deal because they've been so long running, but, you know, you buy two, you get one free.
For Seaguar fluorocarbon.
Yeah, so we've taken it like to
including the new...
The gold.
The new gold.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 15 through 40 pound gold. Ooh. We're going to have all that there. You're not only are you getting that, but we've gone a step further. We've highly discounted. So I did a little calculation. If you bought three spools of 30 pound test Premier, you're going to save 44%.
Once
you net it out with the freebies and the discount.
44%.
Yes.
Seaguar Flora Premier.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, depending on which pound test you buy, it might be slightly more or slightly less. But I just, you know, a lot of people buy that, you know, 25, 30, 40. So if you buy a 25, a 30, and a 40, you save 42%.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. You mentioned clothing. You're going to have deals on clothing.
Yes.
Are they going to be AFCO clothing?
We have a great scenario this year. AFCO is going to be adjacent to our booth.
Whoa.
Yeah,
and
huge.
They are bringing a ton of stuff. It's all going to be at a nicely discounted price, and they have a 30-foot booth, so we could never put the amount of stuff in our booth, so we've partnered up with them, and they are going to have clothing, hardware, a little bit of everything from their lineup, all the super popular stuff, and then on top of that, we, of course, brought our normal closeout T-shirts and kids' T-shirts, $9.95.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's, you know, on an AFCO T-shirt, that's
60%
off.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, one of their new products, the Adder jacket, which Ricky has on right this moment.
Yes.
Yeah. And I wore this morning.
He hasn't taken that off since he got it.
You have the hooded one. I have the non-hooded one. But I got to tell you, I just got this new Adder.
Right.
It is so warm and comfortable. It's a down jacket that's super warm, super comfortable, and with this weather we've been having, it's super lightweight.
I love this.
Yes.
And it's been freezing lately, so it's been really nice to have a good black puffy jacket, and this AFCO one is just, I love it. It weighs nothing, and it is the most warm thing. Oh, I love this.
You want to travel with it, pack into nothing.
It's really good.
Yeah, so, that's something that you want to look for.
And then on top of that, this new sweatshirt they've come out with that is... Basically, you know, if you spray the hose on yourself, it just drains off. But it's a sweatshirt, and it's got, you know, everybody's wearing buffs now. Well, this has got a sort of a built-in buff that you can, you know, tuck down into the neckline, or you can pull it up. So Ann and I went up to the snow this last Thursday, and I wore that thing. And talk about the most perfect thing for that. So I know going to the Coronados on the skiff on a cold day, that thing's going to come in handy.
It's going to be a good one. They've really done well with their new
clothing. Oh, their technical gear is unsurpassed. It's amazing. Yeah.
So that'll all be on sale. And
everything,
And we're talking first run, like the very first, not that there's anything wrong with all the great closeout deals, but, I mean, this is the first run, the newest, the latest, the greatest. It would be on the shelf at full price. Would be in a significant discount for the show.
And then you've got the benefit of them being there, their staff who developed this stuff, to really explain, you know, how and why and what works for your situation. You know, it's not, you know, you buy a T-shirt, that's one thing, but when you're buying some technical gear, you know, what is my situation? Do I go to Alaska? Am I offshore? You know, what do I do? And then get the right garment for that purpose.
I need something for the skiff. Well, do I want to just be dry? Do I want to be dry and warm? Is this because it's summertime and I don't want a heavy jacket, but I'm going to get spray because it's windy every afternoon coming home from the Coronado Islands? What's the best jacket? I've got $100 that I want to spend, or I've got $500 I want to spend. Like, they'll dial you into exactly the right piece of gear for what you're
doing.
I'll
take dry and warm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Speaking of AFCO, President Bill Shedd, who's just done so much for fishing and such like that, has basically spearheaded this fantastic seminar, the Benefit CCA, next Friday, next Thursday, I believe, the 28th. Is that Thursday? Yeah, the 28th.
Yep,
it's at Balboa Yacht Club.
Oh, cool.
In Newport. And Barbara Block is going to be on the line.
Awesome.
Bill's going to be on there, and Paul Fishbaum will be there, but it includes dinner, $30, and you get to hear about her forecasts and talk about bluefin tuna.
No kidding.
And in addition to that, we're going to have Dr. Block tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup on the show.
Oh, cool.
In the second hour tomorrow, so talking about that seminar and some of the work she's done on the bluefin tuna. So look forward to that tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup.
That's only $30.
I know, right?
With dinner.
I thought you were going to say like 100.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, for those, I think most people do know at this point, but Barbara Block most certainly is the authority on bluefin tuna. I mean, her career was spent research and science, and I mean, you talk to that community, there is nobody that's better versed talking about bluefin than Barbara is. That's going to be a really cool show.
So almost sold out, so you want to get on it, and you can get more information at ccacalifornia.org. It's a fundraiser for CCA, and going to be a great event. And like I said, we'll have Dr. Block on tomorrow during our special Rollo show, which is really going to be good. How would you like to win Rollo's Rollo?
Oh, you don't even know.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I've already been talking about this in the shop, and that rod needs to come home.
Yeah, it does.
So, you know, as board members, you know, we can't do that, but I would
so
love...
Ricky has to win it.
Oh, well, trust me, we've talked.
We've already talked. You know, even a 1 in 50 chance for that rod, a Yo's Calstar 100J.
Yeah. Probably, most likely actually wrapped by Yo himself.
More than likely. Yeah. And I don't know if that's the same rod, but Rollo had this habit of throwing his jig out there and hooking giant yellowfin tuna and just handing it to some unsuspecting passenger, and they would just get their butt kicked.
Yeah. That's going to be, I know you're on the board of directors, too. It's going to be an exciting show tomorrow. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And we'll let you know tomorrow how you can get one of those 50 chances and a pair of accurate pliers and 25 grand raffle tickets. I think they put it too cheap. I don't know. I think it's going to sell out really quick.
Yep.
Oh,
there's
no
only
doubt.
50 shots.
Yeah, there's only 50 opportunities.
And we'll let you know tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup what's going on with that.
Yep.
So today and tomorrow, big shows here.
Yeah. Whoever wins that, I just hope they cherish it, because that is a rod truly to be cherished. like I say, I kind of hope it comes home to Fisherman's Landing.
That would be cool.
I hope we win it and we can like hang it up underneath the big tuna or something like that. Like I want that thing so bad. Like I've already planned on buying my set of tickets, and I know the other guys in the shop were saying, "Oh, we'll all pool together, we'll buy another set of tickets." Like
yep.
I want that. Man, just think about the history behind
but
that.
But here's the deal, though: if you do win it, you got to go out and throw a jig on it and catch a yellowtail.
No,
and then
doubt.
You hang it up.
No,
no
we don't. We don't do wall hangers.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to jig sticks, they get bent.
Yeah,
got to bend it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to Fisherman's Landing Tackle on the Fred Hall Show. What's kind of exciting in the tackle world right now? What's kind of the buzz that people are just thrilled about for the upcoming season?
Well, I mean, let's face it. We've had several years. I mean, these bluefin kind of started showing up down at the pens and, you know, off Benitas and, you know, and then they kind of started filtering into our zone. So it's all about bluefin. And then, you know, I can remember going out in some of the early trips and, you know, a 60-pounder. Oh, my God, these are huge fish. And then pretty soon that just became, you know, yeah, we got some schoolies, you know, some, you know, 50 to 70 pounders.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I remember Buzz caught his, I think it was 128-pound bluefin on a surface iron. And that, oh, holy grail.
The holy grail
100-pounder
fish.
On a surface iron. That'll never happen again, you know, the whole thing. And now and then they got up to 200 pounds and yummy flyers and, I mean, the whole thing. And so bluefin is the buzz and big gear. So, I mean, it's rail rods. It's Talikas, you know, it's heavy spectra, it's wind on leaders, big hooks, you know, the various techniques. So all the kite stuff, you know, has evolved. So electric reels are, you know, where a 22 foot skiff, you know, would use an old 4.0. Now they're, you know, putting a Beastmaster on there and doing it right. And, you know, so just all the techniques have come so far in just a short period of time. And you think back into the Zane Grey days and all the, you know, the boats they had to use and the, you know, the rods were just like a broomstick and these giant reels with this horrible line, and guys would fight these fish for hours and lose them. And, you know, now here we are standing up with a Talica 20 or 25, you know, and catching these 200 to 300 pound tuna, you know, reportedly up in the Channel Islands this winter, there were some 400-pounders were seen by, you know, one of the captains that has his boat up north. And, you know, you can call them 400 all you want until it's on the deck, but still huge ones. I mean, clearly over 300 super
giant
cows
fish
roaming around our waters.
Crazy.
You know, so
it's been fun, too, to see the modification of the gear to catch them. You know, I mean, we're taking a lure, you know, a flat fall that was designed to catch, you know, rockfish and snapper, and are now catching 200-pound tunas, and then seeing the involvement with that, with leaders and hooks and all the things, the yummy flyer that, you know, is a rubber flying fish that was designed to be trolled behind a boat, and all the advancements and changes of that. There's been so much cool modification that has happened to make all that work.
Well, we started out making, you know, the guys were getting chafed off on flat falls and other jigs too. And so then it kind of evolved. You were making 130-pound leaders. Oh, my God, you know, they'll never get off. And then, you know, they were chafing through 130. So now we're making 200-pound leaders, and that seems to be kind of the golden ticket. But, you know, we probably modified 2,000 or 3,000 flat falls this summer. I mean, you know, you just can't tie a piece of 80-pound mono on there or fluorocarbon and hope that you're not going to lose the fish. So, and then, like you say, the various hook sets and even each boat would have their own method. So somebody'd walk in the shop, you know, I need some flat falls. Okay, which boat are you going on? You know, okay, we're, you know, going on the Vagabond. Oh, okay, so you need this setup, you know. Okay, now we're going on the Shogun. Oh, then you need this setup, you know. And, I mean, it's every boat has their technique, and they all work. But, you know, it's just so much fun for us and for the people. I mean, people tell me all the time they're getting on the boat and they say, God, I'm so nervous. You know, what if I hook a 150-pound tuna? I said, you know what? It's a fish. Just hang on and go for the ride, you know. And
listen to the crew.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about, a lot of tackle here.
You're not kidding, man. So much to cover between Fred Hall deals, all the great tackle info with Doug, all the great fishing information. It's going to be an awesome time, and we want you to join us this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup for these fun next couple hours, we want to hear from you. There's two ways that you can do that. First is our local line, which is 858 area code 457. 1090. Again, 858 877-457-1090. That's the local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be taking all your phone calls today, your opportunity to talk to the guru of tackle and Doug Kern, we are also giving away such a cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that is a $50 shopping spree to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You're going to get yourself a $50 gift card to come on into the shop and get whatever you want, a $50 gift card coming to one lucky caller. Again, if you want to get your opportunity to win that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Doug, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
That's right. It's showtime at the Dana Landy booth, and this year's Fred Hall Show is the biggest ever. It's actually several factory booths in one. That means tons of selection and savings for you. Let's start with Maui Jim. There are over 300 styles of Maui Jim sunglasses in the Flying Jimmy, including over 60 My Maui Customs plus Maui Readers. Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna will be hanging out in the Dana Landing Maui Jim booth Thursday through Sunday, and famous big fish angler Andy Mill will be there Friday and Saturday. Fishworks and Hook Clothing will also be in the Dana Landing booth. Come by and see the latest styles and talk to the factory rep for these two popular brands. And if you're looking for a new pair of sandals or shoes, Olu Kai will have over 40 styles for men and women available for you to try on and buy at great prices. The Dana Landing booth at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show will have all the finest sunglasses, shoes, and clothing, along with big TV fishing stars. So don't miss it.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm honored to tell you about the 73rd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 6th to the 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center. I am proud of our 73-year-old history and amazed that the little show my father produced at Gilmore Stadium in 1946 could have grown into the 2019 version of the Fred Hall Show. It has become the world's largest and most exciting sport fishing show, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. We'll entertain you all day with nearly 1,000 booths, over 400 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. Kids 15 and under are always free, but the Fred Hall shows also strive to help preserve the outdoor recreation lifestyle that so many of us cherish. You can help by supporting the Coastal Conservation Association of California, and when you do, you'll get in free. Join us and celebrate the passion for outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 6th to the 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive, check us out at fredhall.com.
Yamaha Outboard Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packing up. They want to talk to Doug Kern. Give us one more deal, Doug, before we jump into the phone.
Well, as long as we were talking about Shimano, this is pretty incredible. We got in a huge batch of the new Corrado DC like 3 days ago.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't think we were going to get them because on their website it showed April something. But the ones I ordered back whenever I ordered them 4 or 5 months ago.
The ones that have been ungettable.
This is a really big deal.
Well, they're going to give you, obviously, the free Power Pro, and then they're going to give you a Corrado rod to go with that.
What?
So,
and the Corrado rods are really nice. Like, this isn't a throwaway. Yeah. This is a really nice rod.
And then, so that's your, you know, high-end Gucci one. And then they have their SLX reels. And they're going to be giving away a $100 inshore rod with that. Well, that reel only costs $89. So you're going to buy...
What?
I mean, I want everybody to listen to this one. You need to put this on your shopping list for sure. You're going to find some use for this. An SLX low-profile bass-style reel, level-wind, with a $100 inshore bass rod for $89. That's one...
No.
I need to...
We have...
And free line.
We have technically... reels over 200 get the free line.
Over 200.
But we are offering in our booth, for every dollar you spend on a reel, you get 1 yard of some type of Spectra free. So you'll get 100 yards free on there.
Wow.
And you might have to pay, you know, $4 or whatever to top it off. But, yeah, for $89, we only have...
And that's a beautiful reel for $89.
Yeah, we only have 30 of them. I'm going to guess on Wednesday or Thursday they might be gone.
Yeah,
but,
no doubt.
Wow.
But that is a huge one.
That's a big one.
And again, like...
That's 55% off, by the way.
Yeah.
And
that's a lot.
For you numbers people.
On Shimano.
Yes.
Which doesn't discount.
No.
Well, and you will occasionally see, you know, in the past, maybe a reel given away with a free rod. No matter what, that's always a killer deal. But sometimes the rods are not of the highest quality, or sometimes the reels are not of the highest quality, but it's still an insane deal. This is a really good low-profile bass reel. Good free spool, good casting, very smooth, brand-new Shimano SLX. And then the rod that goes with it, again, a very nice inshore trigger stick, nice rod. I mean, this is both really good gear for crazy inexpensive price. That's probably like our whammo best deal I think we got. And that Corrado DC, the other one, we just almost glossed over that. You can't get that reel right now. They're in such high demand. They basically don't exist trying to find one. Not only going to get it, you're going to get it at a discounted price. You're going to get it at, you know, with the free rod. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Here's
this year.
Here's a digitally controlled reel for $250 and you get a really nice rod.
Correct.
To go with it.
Yep, and line.
Wow.
Yeah. Mega,
that's,
dude.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, those are some really good ones. And it's the quality gear that you want to own. It's not just, well, I'm going to buy this because it's a deal. It's
what
you would
saying.
Buy anyway.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's cool.
Now, I know you guys are closely aligned with CalStar.
Absolutely.
At Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You guys do a lot of CalStar. Any deals on CalStars?
Absolutely.
Well, come on. No, there's no deals on CalStars.
Well, the first deal is you can actually get them because, you know, Southern California, American-made, high-quality saltwater rods are difficult to come by. But we've been working with CalStar over the last few months, putting together some good stock. They're definitely going to be discounted. And then just super tradition, like always, you get one of those nice CalStar shirts with the American colors on there, either a white one or a black one. So when you buy a rod, you go across the aisle, you get yourself a T-shirt, you got a rod at the right price. Obviously, between us and the pros at CalStar, we can dial you in with exactly the right rod for the right situation. I mean, that is our forte, is outfitting people with, you know, that type of rod. So, they're one of our anchors, you know. Great company, great rod. Can't say enough about them.
Just think about the number of people that are going to be outfitting their big bluefin rig this year. You know what I mean? With all that big fish we had the last couple of years, you know, it's like, okay, it's time. It's time for me to kick down and, you know, and get my rod for flat falling up a big bluefin. Like, that's going to be a big, big deal this year.
Well, I've thought about it. I mean, a lot of guys will come into the shop and they'll buy a Talica 25 and then they'll put the line on it and then they buy a rail rod and then they buy 3 flat falls and they buy 2 yummy flyers and... You know, it's $2,500 or whatever it is, and, you know, it's not that uncommon. And, you know, if you're going to save money on the rod, you're going to save money on the reel, you're going to get the line for free, you're going to save money. And we've got custom rigged flat falls the right way, so you don't have to go modify those. You know, so you're going to walk out
you're
there.
You're bringing that to Long Beach.
Yeah.
Yes, we've been
working our
feverishly reading those things.
I was going to say, well, hey, let's find out what's biting down on the bar, Ricky.
You got it, man. It's time for the Cast Tours Report. And today, the Catch Report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. You should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it easy to hook your bait and put fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at your favorite tackle store.
All right, let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Cass.
Buenos dias, boys. You're getting me awfully nervous talking about the Long Beach show.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I think you're going to be going doing some shopping. You better get the girls to man the booth, huh?
Well, if there is a benefit of being able to get into the show a little early, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll start looking at, you know, what the specials are, and I'll be making my rounds. But, we still haven't got our flyers done, so I got to get the girls busy on that. And, you're talking. I think the first time we did the show there was 1988.
Wow. Wait a second. The show's a little over a week away, and you still haven't done preparation for it, Cass?
Well, I've been busy.
Yeah, man. We had bass to catch.
We just got back from El Salto. I've been booking our future trips for next year. We got El Salto for 2020 will be February 25 to 29. I booked another Columbia big peacock bass trip because the first one sold out. We're now going on that one March 12 to 21. And I rebooked the Pesca Panama trip, which we didn't think was going to be around this year, but they've come back. And we're going there April 18th to 25. So I've been busy, Pete. So
yeah,
lay off.
It's good. Yeah, lots of fishing to do, right? now, am I correct that next year you're going to be 80?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's getting that time. You know, and I shouldn't be booking these trips far out. You know, I may not be around.
Oh, that's not true, Cass, man. That's not true.
I want to say very clearly, like, nobody could keep up with
Cass
at El Salto, like, let alone not be around. Like, we had trouble keeping up with him.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Well, you know, early to bed, early to rise. You know, I'm usually in bed by 9:30, so you know that's only keeps me going.
See, I think it's more good rum and good cigars is what keeps a man living a long time. Good rum, good cigars, and good fishing.
All right,
that's a secret, man.
There we go. All right. Well, what's going on in the Baja?
Yeah, I just got a fresh report from Bob Lewis down there at San Jose del Cabo. He lives down there full time, and God, he said it's been cold down there. He said they had 48 degree weather this past week, so. It's definitely heavy jacket time in the mornings when you're going out there. But there's a good bite out at the Inner Gordo. His neighbor went out early yesterday, soaked the first bait, and got a 100-pound yellowfin. Also at the Palmia Point there, there's a pretty good yellowtail bite. Guys trolling the Rapala, you know, the X-Rap 20s and 30s are doing well on 15 to 20-pound yellowtail there. And, of course, offshore. Not really far offshore, a lot of striped marlin is still in the area. And they're slowly making that trip around from the Pacific going into the inside of Sea of Cortez there. And they're averaging right now about 2 to 3. It kind of turned down a little bit, but, there's a lot of striped marlin down there. So look for those East Cape guys to start getting those marlin up there by as early as next month. And they'll probably be fishing pretty solid. Over at Ixtapas y Huantenejo there, Pete, up around your surfing area there at Trancones, a lot of big jacks there along with some roosters. Offshore, sailfish bite, 5 to 6 miles off the beach there. Some quality sails up to 100 pounds, and those are big boys. And also a little further out from there, 15 to 20, they're getting into some blue marlin, and at 30 miles, they're finding the porpoise and then following the yellowfin tuna, some fish up to 40, 50 pounds. And along the beaches there, again, down toward Vicente Guerrero, they're getting into a pretty good rooster bite down there, nice 25 to 30-pound fish. So some really good fishing going on this time of year. And we'll be heading down to Ixtapas y Huantenejo with our Cast Tours group next month, March 12 to 17. So I'm looking forward to that trip. I haven't been down there in about 8 years, and looking to see all the changes that have been done and getting some of that great sailfish action on 20-pound test tackle. It's a good way to fish those sails.
That's cool.
Love Zihuatanejo. Such a great spot. It's the,
yes,
the
it
hidden
is.
Gem
yes, it is.
Of Mexico, in my opinion, for sure. Indeed.
Anyway, I'll see you, talk to you guys next Saturday, and then Wednesday after that, we're into the Fred Hall show, man, I'll tell you. So I'm looking forward to it, though I'm not ready yet, but I'll be there.
All right, Cass, man, thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys, good talking to you.
Thanks, Cass. All right, well, when we come back, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. We're going to be taking your phone calls, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Call the office, tell them I'm sick. Got some serious business on
there is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of Old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel, situated on the water and just steps from the harbor. Take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa. Fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto is waiting for you.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Doug, come on. We've already been talking about these great deals. Shimano does not have deals, but they do at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, don't they?
Yep, they do. I mean, let's face it, Shimano is a Southern California tradition for saltwater fishing. They've always innovating. They've got their new Tranx 200. The Corrado DC is a huge winner. That DC was invented about 15, 18 years ago, and now it's back. And with all the giveaways they're doing this year, this is just going to be a great time to look at, educate yourself about Shimano gear, and find out really, truly how great it is, and then add the right gear for your situation.
And you add in the free fills of Power Pro. You buy a Talica reel, which is the certainly the finest lever drag ever made, and you fill it with Max Quattro Power Pro. What a combination, right?
Yeah, it is. And then you buy one of their rail rods, you know, the Therese rail rod.
Yeah,
you've got yourself
rod.
The killer outfit for the big bluefin. So everything that you need, Shimano has at the Fred Hall Show.
There. Check it out at the Fred Hall Show in the Fisherman's Landing booth or in the Shimano booth. Shimano, it's got the deals.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at FastlaneKayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Only one line open if you want to get through. 858-457-1090. That's your chance to talk to Doug and maybe earn yourself a $50 shopping spree to Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Well, jam-packed they definitely are. Why don't we start it off this morning with Don? He's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, I love those Fred Hall specials, Doug.
So do we.
It's fun, Don.
And I got to tell you, Doug, happy Fred Hall birthday, buddy. That's
Thank
a
you.
Lot of time you're going to get on the show.
I'm one of the weirdos in the industry. I love the Fred Hall show. If someday I don't go to a Fred Hall show, you know, I won't know what to do with myself. It's just a part of my life now, and I love this time of year.
It's a great time of year.
Yep.
Hey, two things. Number one, Pete, I'm really excited to hear that Dr. Barbara Block is going to be on tomorrow. And anyone that wants to know anything about big bluefin tuna and what research she's done and get to know those beasts better than we already know them, listen to the show.
Right.
Thank you. Thanks, Don.
And, Doug, with all the deals that I've already heard about, someone that wants to put together a surface iron outfit, what do they want to look for?
Well, you're right up our alley there, as Rick was about to say. People make the mistake of thinking that, you know, an 8-foot rod is long enough, and yes, you can technically catch a yellowtail on a 7-foot rod, but I always recommend if you think you can handle it, go for the 10-foot rod. The rod and the outfit is not about an efficient fish fighting machine, it's about a casting machine. You've got to be able to get that jig out to where the fish are boiling, and you can make a much easier cast, which is going to result in less backlashes, and your jig is going to go further on the longer rod. 9-foot is still a true jig stick, but I can't even hardly pick up a 9-foot rod and feel like I'm in the game. 10-foot rod and a star drag reel. So many people think, you know, that a 2-speed lever drag is the end-all for every situation. A good free-spooling star drag reel. Trinidad 20 is the go-to, but anything similar to that, a Torium or any equivalent reel to that.
Maybe a Tranx?
A Tranx 500, very good point. With the level wind, when your jig hits the water, you turn the handle and it clicks right into gear. So something that
casts... Lots of good choices.
Yeah, something that casts the jig well, fairly higher speed, but, you know, you don't have to burn it like a yo-yo jig. And then I typically use mono. A lot of guys, you know, are trying to gravitate over towards the braid, but I still feel that it's more effective to have a tiny bit of stretch in there when the fish bites so you don't rip the jig out of their mouth. And come by the booth, and we'll show you some of the good choices. But all the manufacturers that make rods have a jig stick, and we can get you dialed in with the correct one.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go live on the water right now. Captain Mark Edison's on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Hey, so are you actually on the water guiding today?
Yep, out on the water, 32 degrees this morning.
Oh,
it's chilly.
Great party of six people on the boat. Beautiful day, though, bright, sunny.
And where are you, Mark?
I'm on Lake Mead.
Wow.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
I had the pleasure of fishing with Mark last summer with our friend Larry Hansen up in Ketchikan, fishing on Larry's boat up there, and just thought Mark was such a cool guy. And then I found out he's a guide on Lake Mead for mostly stripers, right, Mark?
Correct. Striped bass is the predominant game fish here. That's what we fish for.
And this guy can fish, Rick. I'm telling you what. This
Sounds
guy,
like
he,
it.
He can really fish. So tell us about the fishing that you offer people.
Well, I do guided trips on Lake Mead, Lake Mojave mostly, but I offer two different trips, a half-day trip and a three-quarter-day trip. I have a center console boat. It's 26.5 feet long, got a 9.5-foot beam. It's really pretty much set up for charter fishing. Great electronics, Simrad electronics, 2 16-inch Simrad Generation 3s,
jeez.
Autopilot, everything, side scan, down scan, 3D.
Got it all.
Series electronics.
Yeah, no kidding. And what's a, give us an idea of a typical day going fishing with you on Lake Mead. Let's say, okay, we're going to Vegas. And going to spend a couple days in Vegas, and we want to get a little bit of fishing in. How long does it take to get to Lake Mead, and what's the program?
Well, the spot we launched from is about 30 miles from the center of the strip.
Wow.
So basically, we meet at a launch ramp that's the closest one to the strip. And it depends on the time of year as to what style of fishing we're going to do. Striped bass is actually a pelagic saltwater game fish, so they act very similar to a lot of the fish that we fish off the coast. I'm from Southern California, grew up fishing the party boats and long-range boats. I still do a lot of saltwater fishing. They're very similar to really yellowtail fishing, I guess, and tuna in a way. So there's a lot of bird fishing, but and a lot of jig fishing and a lot of live bait fishing. It all depends on the time of year. So in the colder months, generally, we fish live bait. So that could be going out and catching live shad, throwing a net. But some years, like this year, the winter is really cold. There's not any live bait available. I purchase it in. I have a license to import live bait into the state of Nevada. So I have a boat full of live bait, and I meet my customers at the dock, and we go out and start metering around for fish. Right now there is some deep fish. We're catching fish in 120 feet of water, pretty much sliding sinker rig, looking around for little schools of fish, working that bait that's around high spots and edges and valleys, and you know, drifting the baits around those areas.
So when is the prime time to come striper fishing with you, Mark?
Warmer months. Typically, the warmer the water gets and the warmer the weather gets, the better the fishing gets. The fish are, you know, the warmer the water gets, the faster their metabolisms go. The faster the metabolisms go, the more they have to eat, the bigger schools they get in, the more they cooperate to get on those schools of bait. So it really starts to come into its own in April and May. April, May, June are awesome months to fish live bait. And then we switch over to lure fishing and fish lures, the topwater bite, in July, August, September, and even October is incredible. But in the fall, we tend to gravitate towards the fish that are starting to get down on the deep water and a jig bite as well.
Wow. Sounds like fun. And so, and what's a typical day when it's good, when it's on, how many stripers can you expect to catch?
Oh, you could put 100 fish in the boat easy on a in a half day trip with three people.
Wow. And what's a nice grade when you get a, good one, how big is that?
Well, we just put, about a 6 pound fish in the boat. We get them anywhere from about a pound up to about 10 pounds.
Nice.
We're not seeing too many big fish anymore. The state stopped stocking rainbow trout about 10 years ago, and the last big fish was about 3 years ago at 31 pounds.
Whoa.
I'm just not hardly seeing them anymore, so I don't know if it's because of the lack of trout in the water, but I suspect it has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, interesting. Well, if somebody wants to come fishing with you there, like you say, Lake Mead, Lake Mojave, Adventures in Angling is the name of your company, right?
Correct. No S on it. Adventure in Angling.
Adventure.
Or the website, actually, you can do lakemeadfishing.com.
Okay.
We'll get you there.
Lakemeadfishing.com or adventureangling.com. Captain Mark Edison, live from Lake Mead as we speak in, what did you say, 35 degrees?
32.
Oh, yeah, it was 32 degrees 32. When I launched the boat this morning.
So, all right. Well, stay warm, Mark, and it was a pleasure fishing with you up there with Larry, and look forward to doing it again.
Yep, great, Pete. Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call.
You guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, well, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Josh. Josh calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Josh. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. To go along with Don's question about surface irons, I was wondering about the actual surface irons that you guys kind of gravitate towards. So I know there's the Tatti, the Salus, and then there's, like, now JRI and the One Cool Tune. I was wondering about your guys' thoughts on those and if you guys are going to have any deals on the surface irons at all.
There you go. You mentioned the primary jigs that we use, and I'm just going to say that one of the most important parts of surface iron fishing is that you get a jig that swims, in particular when the fish are maybe a little finicky. If you've got a pretty wide open bite, you know, the fish are just crashing on bait schools and they're biting anything, you can, I'll call it, risk one of your lesser good swimming jigs. And then when the fish are a little bit more touchy, you can risk one of your better swimming jigs. You want to make sure you're not too near structure like kelp or, you know, shallow water or sea lions. Otherwise, you're probably going to lose your jig. But you can find good jigs within all of those. The idea is you want that jig to have the widest swimming power pattern as possible. And you want it to be not super symmetrical, but you want it to kick every once in a while like a bait fish would, you know, skitter off to the side. A lot of times you'll get fish following your jig and they won't commit, but when it kicks out to the side, then they jump on it. Those OTC jigs, those are pretty darn good swimming jigs. The JRIs, which are kind of a new company, they have jigs that swim real well. And what you typically have to do, unfortunately, is, you know, you just keep adding jigs to your collection. Take them down to the launch ramp or off a jetty or a dock somewhere and swim them. And I rank all my jigs, I take a hook from another jig and put three stripes in the paint. I know that's a real good one. And, so I save those for the situations where you're maybe in a little bit open water. There's no structure or sea lions. And, you want to use those jigs, as often as possible, but without the risk of losing them. You're going to have some duds in your collection, unfortunately, and you can save
those.
Why
is that, Doug?
Every jig is different.
Yeah, and, because they're handmade.
Well, yeah, even something that's, you know, cut, for whatever reason, you can have just a little different weighting, a little bit of a different, shape. It doesn't take much to change the action of the jig. So save those other jigs for when it's Barracuda or, you know, something like that, Bonita, and you're just having fun, or it's a wide open bite. You can throw that jig in the middle of a foamer and catch yellowtail all day long with that. But it's kind of an art form, and anytime you want to come in the shop and we can, you know, show you some of the differences and, strategize with you and just impart whatever we know, which, you know, it's an ongoing learning process, but, the jig is probably the most important piece of the entire puzzle. Don't fish those good jigs on anything less than 40-pound test. You'll just break your heart when you snap one off.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right, we'll jump right back into them. Talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
All right. Hey, morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear,
Jim. Oh, we got
you.
Yeah, okay, good. Hey, yesterday I called the shop, and I want to talk about a piece of tackle. I guess you can't call it tackle, but I talked to Doug about, I have a friend of mine. He got seasick last year on a fishing trip. And there's a couple of products out there Doug told me about. And he might want to elaborate a little bit about it on the show today. But anyway, that's my deal. I wanted to talk about those two seasick medicines. And also, that bass bite at Lake Otay is starting to get there. It's even though the water's real cold, yeah, that bite's going to start up here. So anyway, I can't tell you where, Ricky, but okay.
I'm just happy there's a lot of
gym around.
I'm just happy there's a lot of water in that lake again.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, that's really not. And you know, I know you guys are tired of the rain, but as far as I'm concerned, let it rain, brother. Let it rain.
Oh. We lost you. I don't know
loss.
What happened. Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah,
disagree.
Got cut off.
We lost your call, right. Jim. Sorry
Jim
about that.
Go.
Yeah.
See you, Jim.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call.
Just morning. So we were talking about the Scopace and the patches and the Bonine, but his buddy was wearing the patch and was getting sick, so I told him maybe to try that Scopace if he can get a hold of it.
The
yeah.
pills, yeah. You can get it compounded at a compounding pharmacy.
Okay.
Yeah, because they no longer have Scopace on the market,
mm-hmm.
but you can compound the scopolamine into a tablet, and they'll custom make it for each individual, which is probably the best.
I think it is.
Yeah.
For
yep.
anybody.
It requires a little more legwork. You've got to get a prescription. You've got to go to a compounding pharmacy. But neither of those things are end of the world. And it is that. I mean, that's a miracle drug.
Yes.
I have seen people so horrifically seasick and already been sick. You know, a lot of other seasickness medications out there are preventatives, not cures. And I have seen people take that pill while sick as could possibly yep. be and just snap your finger, and 15 minutes later, they're standing next to you as if nothing had ever happened before.
But as everything, check with your doctor.
You got it, buddy.
On any prescription medicine, which that is, for sure. Hey.
You got it, man. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. We're going to be taking more of your phone calls. We're checking in with the Catch Report. All kinds of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. Pen reels are an important part of any angler's quiver, and we have the best the Pen has to offer, including the popular Fathom 2-speed and the redesigned International VISX. So have the Fisherman's Landing Tackle crew help you select the perfect pen reel. Come visit the most spectacular booth in our history, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
It's time for the spectacular 73rd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 6th to the 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world's largest fishing show, one of the nation's premier boat shows, and a world-class international fishing and hunting travel show. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. Nearly 1,000 booths, acres of boats, over 400 seminars, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, Daiwa Saltwater Tank, Accurate Fishing Main Seminar Stage, Hobie Kayaks Fishing Theater, the 805 Bureau Kuma Bass Tank, the Ultimate Air Dogs, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, a giant marine electronics section, free dive, scuba dive, off-road, fly fishing, air gun ranges, casting, Hobie Test Rides, Sore Discs, Great American Duck Races, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Support CCA Cal and get in free at the Fred Hall Show, March 6th to the 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after charter year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.